大康自然健康中心成立于1987年，率先将自然疗法、同类疗法同埋碗肠水疗引进香港。我哋提供各项整全性治疗方式，排除体内毒素，增强自身免疫系统，一切尽在大康自然健康中心。电话25773798，网址www.naturalhealing.com.hk。
We all know there's such a thing as food and such a thing as gourmet food. You know, I know, Janet, you are now eating food most of the time instead of processed ones. How do you feel about gourmet food?
Well, if it's the gourmet food that's made from fresh fruit and vegetables is wonderful.I think we tend to at home just eat more simply, but if we were to go out or make something special for someone coming around, then there are some wonderful recipes that you can make from fresh fruits and vegetables. It's surprising how beautiful and delicious they are, and you don't have to wait for them to cook. So if you're preparing them yourself, They're relatively easy to prepare. You just have to sort of think ahead a little bit. And then presentation is beautiful. And all foods or dishes that are made from fresh fruit and vegetable are gourmet, in my opinion, anyway, because it's the best you can get. But the presentation and some of the dishes that are made from live food can be... extremely satisfying as well as really delicious to eat. Like, a lot of people also find it easier to transition into a raw vegan diet rather than just starting to just straight out eat fruits and vegetables the way they come by assimilating the foods that they're used to. So you can make, for instance, pizza or spaghetti or any of those dishes, lasagna, those kinds of dishes that you can be made from live fruits and vegetables. And so the raw gourmet food is, it can be very exciting for people to, you know, as they're going through that transition, for them to see that it's possible to still have the things that they enjoy but in fact are more delicious and better for you. And if you're lucky enough to have, you know, a raw vegan restaurant in your town, then that makes it even more enticing because you can go out with friends and still enjoy your social life.
From what you wrote and talk about, it seems that you don't have a lot of, you know... You don't fancy what you used to eat, well, like spaghetti or coffee or cheese.
Yes, that's right. When you change to a raw plant-based diet, it takes a little while, and depending on how long people have been eating differently, as to how long it takes for different people to change those addictions. And those habits. And what I'd like to impress on everybody is the fact that it does happen a lot easier than you think it will. A lot of people say, oh, yes, I could never be 100% raw, or I could never, you know, go without my cheese, for instance.
Or chocolate.
But the truth is that the more of that nutrient-laden, delicious fruits and vegetables that you have, the more the body doesn't recognize the other foods as food. And so you actually don't have to think about it. So you just don't even need to let that get in the way. You know, you don't have to think about whether you can go without or not, because it'll just happen. And you don't miss it at all. And you don't, I mean, now we've, after years of being 100% raw vegan, we don't even recognize, when we look at something, I try to think that it's food, and it doesn't even look like food to me. So like bread, for instance, just, you know, it just isn't food. Used to be, but but people need to realize that it's actually, it's a lot easier than you think, because you know, your body just does it for you. You don't need to don't need to worry about it. It'll happen.
Well, many of us, when we turn raw, we suffer from tooth decay problem. You didn't experience that, did you?
Not exactly. I have a different story, as you know, than most people. But when I never had any tooth decay as a child or any time during my life, as most people do. But when I was younger, along with everybody else, the school, we had a school dental program, and they actually filled all our teeth with mercury as a preventative measure.
Oh no!
Which was an absolutely horrendous story, and it's since come out that it was sort of nationwide. Everybody had this. So later in life, of course, we all know that that's extremely bad for us. And so later, you know, in my 50s, I actually had all of the mercury removed, and the reason was because it started to crack my teeth. And according to the dentist that I went to, it that's mercury sort of almost has a lifetime, if you like, and it starts to bubble and it will crack your teeth. And so I had, although I had it all removed and replaced with ceramic, it still has caused my teeth to break down a little. So now I have a few problems with my teeth cracking and chipping a little bit. But and that's been happening over the last 10 years, and I've been 100% raw vegan for the last 13 years. And so you might, some people might think that, oh, this is because I went raw. But in fact, it is more to do with the history of my teeth than and the fact that it's happening at the same time. And I've spoken with a lot of other raw vegan people who are having not exactly the same problems but various different decay problems. And it's generally assumed that it's because of the amount of fruit that you're having and fruit sugar that might be in the mouth that's causing these problems. But it's more likely to be to go further back in history than that, and it's, you know, and things are manifesting at this time. And I think that if people are having more fruit, and they need to realize that they should rinse their mouth out after they've eaten some fruit, rather than have it sitting in their mouth, and that might be helpful.
Do you consciously remind yourself that you should get, you know, how many percent of what in your diet?
No, I don't. It's like calories. I don't count them, and I don't think. Basically, what's come about now over the years of changing to a more simplistic way of eating is that my body tells me what I need. And, you know, sometimes, well, I don't even think about what we need to, you know, we have obviously all the basics of the fruit and vegetable in our home all the time, but. And in the garden, but if I feel like eating something, then I'll just eat whatever it is that comes to mind. That, you know, that, and there's every chance that that's because my body needs whatever's in that food.
But people can get the wrong message. Many of us eat far more nuts than we need to, and they think I'm following my intuition. Why can one get wrong by listening to their body?
It's not the message that's wrong, it's the translation. So we're not we're not translating what the message is correctly. If you know, if you're feeling like nuts, it could still be that you still, you know, have partly an addiction to the fats, and also the habit of eating.
How do I know that it's the addiction or the real need of the body?
Well, I think that's just an innate knowledge that we know what's right and what's wrong. If we're making these choices to do something better for ourselves, then to eat a lot of nuts is obviously everybody would know that that's not something that you would naturally do to get a full, you know, a correct balance of nutrients. If if the purpose of eating raw vegan food from a health point of view is to get the most nutrients, then you really need is that basically that balanced diet.
So what you're saying is basically we need the knowledge and then we have to remain sane.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, yeah.
我哋平时饮嘅水都充满咗重金属、杂质、氯气同埋细菌。我会用健波能量活水器，除咗可以清除以上嘅杂质之外，仲可以活化水中嘅信息。健波能量活水器，生命之源，健康之泉。六创意健康店电话：2882448，网址3个w.healthxhop.com.hk。